This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
الشيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما انعمت علينا من نعمك العظيمه وآلائك الجسيمه، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today I have a beautiful hadith on the meaning of trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, tawakkul in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is, you know, often misunderstood by many people. So I would like to explain this hadith, which teaches us the true meaning of tawakkul. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. الراوي عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. المصدر الترمذي وابن ماجه وأحمد. If you were to trust in Allah as you should, He would provide for you even as He provides for the birds. See how they fly out of their nests at dawn in search of food on empty bellies and return at dusk satiated, filled. Narrator is Umar ibn Khattab, the second caliph of Islam, legendary for his justice and golden rule, and the source is Tirmidhi, Ahmad and others. This is a critical tradition that teaches us the true meaning of tawakkul, or trust in Allah, a concept often misunderstood and misapplied by many Muslims. So there is a need for us to understand the true meaning of this concept, which is integral to our practice of Islam. Trust in Allah is an important teaching of Islam. How do we know that? In the holy book, Al-Quran, the word tawakkul and its derivatives appear 42 places. It is one of the indispensable traits of the believers. Prophet Musa alayhi salam tells his people, Ya qawmi in kuntum ma'amantum billahi fa'alayhi tawakkalu in kuntum muslimin. He was facing the tyrannical rule, despotic rule of Pharaoh, which filled the hearts of the believers with fear. And then Musa alayhi salam teaches them that we need to struggle and put our trust in Allah. If we do so, there is nothing for us to fear. Oh my people, if you indeed have believed in Allah, then place your trust in Him alone if you are Muslims. So Islam and Iman require that we place our trust in Allah. But the way to do that is not simply sitting idle. And that's what we are going to explain. And Allah orders His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And place your trust in Allah, for Allah is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. And in another place, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. When he is told to sign pact of peace with the believers, there is a fear in his heart they may cheat. Then Allah comforts him, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You don't need to worry about their betrayal, because Allah is the protector and guardian. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And trust in Allah. Allah suffices as a protector and guardian. No believers in the battle of Khandaq, you know, the whole allies and the mushrikeen and the enemies within Medina collaborated. They laid siege to Medina. It was a terrible situation, a very frightening situation for the believers. It shook the faith of many weak believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the believers are told not to be distressed over those who reject the truth. Now, of course, this is another verse here in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the faithful, you know, there is no need for us to be distressed over the plots and strategies and machinations of the disbelievers. Our duty is to convey the message of truth, and then what they do, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. But if they turn away and reject the message and plot and involve in machinations against you, say, Allah suffices me. There is no God but He. In Him do I trust. And He is the Lord of the mighty throne. In the above tradition that we cited in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us the true meaning of tawakkul, or trust in Allah. To do so, he cites the example of words. Then, you know, this is a beautiful way of the Prophet explaining as a teacher. He brings examples from our life, from nature. And here is to emphasize the true meaning of tawakkul. He takes the case of the birds. They do not sit idle in their nests, hoping and opening their beak to the heaven, to the sky, you know, waiting for God Almighty to fill, to provide food for them. They don't do that. Instead, what they do, they fly out of their nest at dawn, early dawn. You know, bird comes out first in search of prey. They say the first bird get the prey. So they rush out of their nest at early dawn and return to their nest at dusk, satiated, filled. In other words, trust in Allah goes hand in hand with our efforts. We cannot sit back and expect and hope and pray that Allah feeds us. The clear distinction is drawn in Islam between tawakkul, which is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after putting forth the best of our efforts, and tawakkul, resignation to the fate, abandoning work and saying, what can we do? Fatalism. The former is, tawakkul is trust in Allah while using all of our God-given resources. Allah has given us brain. Allah has given us the energy, the hands and feet. We need to use them. And there are laws Allah has set up. You know, you cannot expect, you cannot just throw the seed on the ground, hoping and praying. You need to prepare the soil. You need to fertilize it. You need to take care of it, plant and water, and then take care of it. When you do that, you have the right to pray and hope for a good harvest. So we ought to use the causes, the God appoint, and all of the God-given resources. So the latter, tawakkul, is resignation to fate and abandoning work, which is inimical, contrary to the concept of work and trust in Islam. The former, tawakkul, is the trait of the true believers, while the latter marks disbelief and disregards God's laws in nature and moral world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam succeeded his mission because he combined trust in Allah with hard work. He struggled so hard while trusting in Allah and praying to Him. He did not simply go to the haram and pray to Allah. Even in the battlefield, he planned and strategized and then worked extremely well, and then he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who taught us, la aqla ka tadbir, there is no intelligence greater than planning. He planned and strategized and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless his efforts. there is a beautiful example. A nomad, a Bedouin Arab, comes to him and tells him, O Messenger of Allah, I have let my camel loose in the desert, hoping and trusting in Allah to take care of it. The Prophet told him, go back and tie your camel securely, and then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the narrator of about tradition which we cited is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He best understood the meaning of tawakkul. There are so many sayings attributed to him and cases, examples from him to show how he was a hard worker actually. He said one should never abandon the efforts in searching for livelihood, praying simply, relying on prayer, praying, O Allah, provide for me. We all know that heaven does not rain gold or silver. He also said, sometimes I see a person, I become impressed by him. And then I ask, what is his work? If they say he has no work, his estimation is lower, I tend to look around on him, because this is not the trait of a true believer. He is not impressed by people who are sitting idle. And there is another beautiful example from Umar al-Khattab. He saw a man sitting in the musalla, prayer place, engaged in dua after the salah. Umar left the masjid, came back for the next prayer. He saw the man sitting in the same place without moving. Again, he simply engaged in dua. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu told him, addressed him, La tumit alayna deenana amatakallah. Don't kill our religion. Don't destroy our religion. If you do so, Allah will destroy you. Don't you know that heaven does not rain in gold or silver? So you should set out, work, go out and work to earn a living. You have no right to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't use the resources He's given you. The Quran teaches that God created the earth well equipped for us to use its resources for earning our livelihood. In Surah 67, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذُلُولًا فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. It is He who made the earth accessible to you. So travel its tracks and partake of what He has provided for you. And unto Him is the resurrection. So God has made the earth accessible for us, is well equipped with resources. You have to travel, you have to go and seek your livelihood. Even as the bird do that, birds do that. And on Fridays after prayer, we are told to go back to work, not just sit idle. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذَكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And when the prayer is completed, disperse throughout the land and seek the bounty of Allah and remember Allah much, that happily you may prosper. Even as the birds fly out of their nest at dawn in search of food, the same is expected of the believers who trust in God to provide for them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for his ummah, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. What a beautiful prayer of the Messenger of Mercy. O Allah, bless my ummah when they set out for work early morning. The companion who narrated the above tradition was a merchant. He's a businessman. And he said, when I acted upon the Prophet's words, my business flourished tremendously. Lessons. In Islam, trust in Allah goes hand in hand with hard work. It entails planning and putting forth the best of our efforts while using all of the God-given resources. There is no room in Islam for fatalism and abandoning work. Historians, both Muslims and non-Muslims, consider the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one of the greatest leaders to walk on the earth. You may ask, why, how? Why was he so successful? He succeeded because he struggled hard while trusting and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. So we ought to work hard while trusting in Allah and praying to Him to bless our efforts. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.